the rest of the story. It was the bright, hot summer of 1831 when the wagon drove into New Salem and stopped in front of the grocery store. Young storekeeper looked out the window. There appeared to be a man, his wife, his children, strangers in those parts, their wagon laden with supplies. The dust of their journey clung to everything, to their horses, their cargo, themselves. And then the man climbed down and walked toward the grocery. The storekeeper greeted him with characteristic warmth, asked what could he do for him today. The man said that he had not come to purchase anything. And then he begged the grocer's pardon, but said there was something that he wanted to sell. It was a barrel full of various items. Well, the storekeeper scratched his chin. He felt like saying that he was not in the junk business, but he refrained. That moment's hesitation was all the stranger needed to leave the store and return with a big old barrel. "My family and I are heading west," he confided. "Everything we own's in that wagon, and there's scarcely room for it." The storekeeper leaned over the barrel rim and peered inside. There was indeed a clutter of various objects, none of which seemed to be worth very much. As though reading the grocer's mind, the traveler admitted that the barrel contained nothing of special value. On the other hand, he was obliged on his family's behalf to get whatever he could for it. Well, the storekeeper cast a sympathetic glance out the window, then back to the stranger. He didn't want the barrel. And yet, in deference to the intrepid pioneer family, he would purchase it for 50 cents, surely more than it was worth. Further proof of his generosity was the expression of gratitude on the stranger's face. The deal was made, the traveler was gone, and this is the rest of the story. It hadn't been long before that the storekeeper was himself a stranger in New Salem. Earlier that year, he'd come to town looking for work, a young man of 22, but his sense of humor and his obvious gift for public relations attracted a local entrepreneur who suggested a business partnership, a grocery and general store. The young man, as part owner, would also be storekeeper. In August, they were open for business. It was shortly thereafter that the stranger walked in with that barrel full of junk. After the grocer bought it, he simply stuck it in a corner and forgot all about it. But finally, after weeks had passed, he was rearranging things in the store. He saw the barrel. He decided, before disposing of it, to empty its contents on the floor. And there, hidden beneath all of that rubbish, lying on the very bottom, were four well-thumbed books, four volumes of the same work, a complete edition of Blackstone's commentaries, law books. It was still summertime. Farmers were busy with their crops. Customers at the store were few. So the storekeeper, with considerable time to read his newly discovered literature, did read. And the more he read through those law books, the more intensely interested he became. In fact, never in the young man's life had his mind been so thoroughly absorbed in anything. He read the commentaries cover to cover, and then again, and so it began. His fascination and soon professional preoccupation with the law, which led to one of the most brilliant political careers in American history. You're well acquainted with subsequent adventures in the life of the young Illinois grocer named Abraham Lincoln. Now I hope you'll remember how at least this once, through his generosity, the cream of the crop came literally from the bottom of the barrel. For now you know the rest of the story.